everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Let's Anime. We're on volume 4 now. This is a podcast where we watch a few episodes of an anime of our choice or your choice and review our thoughts about the show. As always, I'm joined by my co-host Shane.
Yeah, what up?
And Peter.
Hello.
Hello, boys. We appreciate the support on this brand new series, and as always, would appreciate a review on Apple Podcasts and Podchaser. Well, everyone, we had to watch 4 doozy episodes for this episode. We had to watch 4.
Or 3 if you were, you know, watching them before the last episode.
Right, or 3 if you were ahead of the game. Exactly, yes. So you guys had to watch 3. I had to watch a grueling 4. Which, you know, I'll say this. Little synopsis for me. I think the show's gotten better. A little bit. Not too much, but just a wee bit.
That's what I was going to say, too. I think it's still poo-poo garbage, yeah. But it's gotten better.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of eye rollage that's happening mm-hmm. while watching this anime for me. I'm just... Every twist or turn that they take, I'm like, But episode 4, there was one moment where I was like, oh, and I'm sure we'll get into it. That was like the one time in the show where I was like, oh, damn.
I hope.
I think I know.
I think so, too. So yeah, we'll jump right into it. Episode 4, the name of the episode was Joy. I don't think we did this on the last couple of like what we watched, like the title of the episode. This one was called Joy. And I kind of wrote down the names of the episodes as I went on. I took notes because I want to fucking remember some of the shit that happens here.
Smart man right there.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think the biggest thing that happened in episode 4 was... You know, the face off. This is like the culmination of the face off here. Like this is where the shit gets real.
End of the Thor Lubu fight.
Yes.
We made it. 4 episodes.
It took at us this 4 point, they've got no legs left to stand on.
Oh, and jumping right into that, when we left episode 3, you know, Lubu and Thor clashed their armaments. Wow, what a word. That's a fucking Scrabble word right there. Armaments. They clashed their armaments, and the episode ended. It was like, oh my god! Next time on Dragon Ball Z, well, next time on Record of Ragnarok, what happens? Well, Lubu blocks his hammer, tries to block his hammer, blocks it, holds it pretty well, and then you get that nice Mortal Kombat X-ray. Cha-ching! His right leg just snaps.
Oh, both legs.
Oh, yeah. Well, no. At first, the right one snapped. Yeah. The right one snapped, right? And then he kind of like, you know, he almost doesn't wince when it happens, right? It happens. And like, and mind you, they're fighting in the middle of a stadium. Everyone apparently can see this happen. Even from the fucking heavens, everyone can see that his Lubu snapped his leg.
Everyone got x-ray vision for this one moment where they could see all of Lubu's bones and everybody was like, whoa, his legs are gone.
Right, exactly. And then his left one snaps. So Lubu goes down. His legs get crushed by the blow of Mjolnir. They don't even call it Mjolnir, right?
Not that I know. Maybe they've called it.
It's called Thor's hammer.
Yeah. Right.
And there's Thor's another hammer. Name for like when it powers up and does its
right. It's like ability. It's like... Garrett or Jared, something like that. It's
Jared. Jared from Subway. Hits the Coliseum.
Oh, nice. Well, demonetized.
Can I just say what a lame way to start the end of your battle?
Yeah. Yeah.
I was like, that's so lame. I know that story. I know it's probably part of the manga, but when that happened, I was like, oh man.
They really could have started it.
When all you could have done was, like, I don't know, hop backwards and dodged it?
Yeah. I mean
that's what he did last time. When he threw the hammer at him, he just...
I mean, they could have done the whole leg thing early on, I guess. Like, episode, like, 3 instead of 4 or 2. But, like, towards the end of the fight. One other note I had in here besides that. When he goes down... He's like trying to hold himself up with Rangriz. Aphrodite. It cuts over to Aphrodite real quick. And, you know, her tatas jumble. And, like, at that moment, because, like, we had been talking about it before. And at that moment, I was like, dude, really? All she said was like, oh my God, what a man. And there's they just moved. They were just like, whoomp. And I'm like, dude.
Well, because she doesn't talk with her mouth.
Yeah. Exactly.
What a man.
What a man.
What a man. What a man. What a man. But those statues, are those statues or actual, like, gods next to her?
I think they're just servants.
As it's gone on, I think they're statues. Okay, because they're just helping to support her life.
Yeah, they're supporting her breasts. There's just like two statues that are like on the right and left of her that are just like cupping the bottom of her breasts.
Yeah, but
I don't know. The gods don't know about bras.
Well, she could also have back problems. I don't think they make a
quadruple X.
Right. She's probably got back problems, man. They're just helping support. You know what I'm saying? Just keeping the mommy milkers intact. You know what I'm saying?
That's why I have to ask if they're statues, because somebody's moving them. Somebody, like, maybe every time she talks, they just like lift their hand up. They're like,
"Yeah, it's true.
We're still here."
There you go. But Lubu, you know, he's struggling to get up, and all his men are like, "Come on, you can do this. You can stand." Everyone, all the humans in the stadium, are like, "Come on, you can do this. Get this going, ba." Gaul, you know, she starts screaming, "Come on, Lubu!" And then Lubu goes, "You know what? You're right. Classic anime shit, right? You know, people of Earth, lend me your energy." He stands up on both legs, right? Stands up.
Keep in mind, the femurs are like gone. Like, they're not even connected anymore. This man manages to stand up.
You see his legs, and the skin is twisted around like the bone. And it was the most disgusting thing I've ever seen. Besides the hammer, it was so gross. I was like, yo, this is nasty.
Yeah, Lubu had an inner conversation with himself where his legs said, like, "We should lie down now." And he said, "No, I don't think I will."
And just snap. But as Lubu, like, goes to stand, or, like, trying to stand, all of a sudden you hear a neigh, right? A neigh, you hear some click-clopping, and here he comes, his trusty steed, the red hair, the man. And that's all they called him, was the red hair. And I was like,
that's what they call him in the games, too, in Dynasty Wars.
Oh, really? The red hair?
Yeah, it's the red hair. It's nice. Lubu's red hair.
All right, cool. All right, I like that. Na, 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 na. So, yes. So the red hair comes out to assist Lubu. You know, Lubu says, "Ah, my old friend. How have I missed you? You know, whatever." And, you know, he hops up on the horse. Everyone is shocked. All the gods are, like, shocked, and they're like, you know, Hermes is like, "Oh, is this really fair? Like, the fight should be over." And Zeus is like, "It's fine. They fight as one. You know, they're close together." Like, Zeus gets it.
Yeah, but here's my problem with that, right? Thor's hammer is alive. It's literally already been 2-on-1. That thing has a heartbeat.
He talked to it.
That's true. He does have a
conversation. Now you woke up. It's about time.
Well, keep in mind.
That's right there. We should be like, all right, hold up.
I know.
Well, but keep in mind, they're biased.
Lubu is in danger.
I will say, I agree, but they are biased, right? So they don't care. They're like, oh, well, you know, Thor's a god and, you know, he's one of us, blah, blah, blah. But now, you know, whatever. I think it is out of line to say, you know, they, you know, now it's 2-on-1. Because I'm pretty sure that's what Heimdall said, or someone said that. It's 2-on-1 now. But for Hermes to say, you know, is that really fair? Like, yeah, it is fair, bro. Like, this dude throws a hammer and it comes back to him.
Heimdall, yeah. Every episode as it goes on, I like his design less and less. Like, I don't know. At first, when I first saw him, I was like, oh, this guy's pretty cool. Now I think he's just the goofiest fucking thing I've ever seen.
Uh-huh.
And that's just what he's there for.
I hate it.
Yeah. It is what he's there for.
Compared to, like, MCU Heimdall, like, which is, I know, not even close to this, but, like, Idris Elba versus this guy with goggles yelling a lot. This doesn't cut it for me.
This is...
Oh, my God! He stood up! Oh my goodness, he's on the horse. Oh my goodness, he's charging at Thor.
Well, I mean, he just reminds me of the dude from My Hero, the speaker dude.
But that speaker guy is way cooler. That guy has some swag, right?
Well, yeah, he's got swag. I think
Heimdall he's got a lot of swag.
I think Heimdall could take him. You don't think so?
I think Heimdall would get blown away and just that. Well, haven't seen it yet in a year.
Well, I mean, you probably won't, but who knows, you know? Show's still got to go on. But no, I get it. Yeah, Heimdall, I mean, he He's annoying.
Even when he blows the horn, like, and he first preps up, and they hype up so much, and then it's like, and there's a delay, and then it's just like, da 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 da
da da. Well, he's like,
I wanted the horn of Gondor. That's what I wanted. Yeah.
That's the horn of Gondor.
I wanted like the war drums to follow in. Like, this is ushering in some death. And he just is like,
Lupu's got the drums. Lupu's got the drums.
Oh, speaking of the drums, not a fan of the random switching to 3D animation. It just looks so weird and out of place. And this it happens quite a bit in this show.
I'm trying to say.
Where. There's a point where they show Lubu's army's drumming, and it's all 3D animation. And there's actually points later on, like when Hermes jumps in and plays his instrument, he's 3D animation, but...
Spoilers, God. Damn, Peter. Jesus.
I'm warming us up, all right? I'm warming us up.
God. You know, I'm kind of upset because I didn't write that down, like what the name of it was called.
While we're on that quick jump ahead, boy, was that the fucking most... I don't know. Every time something new happens, I'm like, that's the goofiest thing yet.
It's the most ridiculous thing ever.
And I don't, it just keeps topping itself. That's why I will give this show big credit for that. That every time, every episode, I'm just like, it can't get anywhere. Like, it can't get any worse. It's just going to stay level now, plateaued. And it doesn't. It keeps climbing.
That's why I talked about the eye rollage, because we got to talk about Lubu split in heavens.
Come on. I was just about to say it. Come on, man. You got to let me intro these things greatly. Speaking of weird shit that happens in this, let's go back to a flashback, right? We get another flashback, per usual. It's little young Lubu. He's having a revelation when he's younger. Not really a revelation, but it seemed like one, right? So he runs up. It's storming out. He talks about a tree getting hit by lightning and getting set on fire and all that, which... it's kind of ironic because he's fighting Thor right now, so that could have been Thor. You know, it's like a deeper premonition for him. You know, maybe I will fight. He looks up at the heaven and he said, "The heaven, that's where all the strongest gods are." And it's just absolutely ironic. I got goosebumps when he said it, and I was like, "Wow, that was pretty cool. That was pretty profound." But like Peter said, as the man that looked up at the heavens, my man has a secret technique that he has worked on for years and years and years. Everyone knows Lubu has a halberd. He trained with a halberd. That's his weapon of choice.
And although normally, some people think it's a spear.
Nope. Don't know who those people are. Those people have grown. Those people have evolved. Those people have changed, if you will. Those people have woken up and broken the grasp of whatever the fucking gloves are. I don't even know what they're called, once again. He grips the staff at the bottom of it, right?
The what?
And my man, fuck you, staff, halberd, spear, fuck off. he grabs the bottom of the halberd, and he swings down with a mighty force, and all of a sudden you see the clouds split in half, and you're like, God damn. What a man. But man, let me tell you what. I made the big eye roll. I said, come on, dude. Really? You can really do that?
They really fucked up because it's got a stupid ass name and they missed naming it like Crack the Sky or something super cool. And like actually
Heaven Splitter or something like that.
Yeah.
I thought that's what it was going to be called.
The name's Heaven Splitter. Dumb as fuck.
Sky Eater?
Right? So stupid.
That's what it was. Sky Eater, I'm pretty sure, if I'm remembering. That's Lubu's secret technique is Sky Eater. And then, you know, his biggest fan was watching him do it, and he said, oh my God.
And then everyone's like, whoa, you know, his best technique's not naming fucking techniques.
Right. It's true. I mean, it's better than fucking Thor's technique. It's like Garrod's hammer thrust, whatever, some bullshit. Absolutely awful.
Get hard. Thor's hammer.
I will say, we will get into it later. The names of these techniques are really dumb, and it gets dumber.
Well, Lubu's is the dumbest by far.
You think so?
I think so far, yes.
I don't know. I don't really remember the name of the other one, but it was pretty dumb. Because I was going to write it down, but then they didn't really say what it was. But we'll get to it.
I will say I'm a little peeved that sometimes they highlight like people who are in the audience or characters and they have their like name card, but it's in Japanese and they don't put it in the subtitles. I take that personally.
No, yeah.
100%. I'm pretty offended by that.
No idea who they're showing.
Exactly.
But I really dislike that about the show, because if you're having an anime like this, like a shonen anime, where you're going to have people fighting and they're going to have superpowers, you're going to have them yelling out stupid ass names, right? Think about the animes that you've watched, right? You have Naruto, where it's Kagebunshin no Jutsu, and that's the Shadow Clone Jutsu, or the Rasengan. Like, I remember that because those moves are awesome. You've got Luffy with the Gomu Gomu moves, where every single one, you know, Gomu Gomu pistol, like, you're like, oh man, he's about to do the move.
Even Demon Slayer, which is like, some of them get extremely like long and kind of, they're all like pretty badass though.
Yep.
Like, each moment it starts, you're like,
he's doing it. The Kamehameha, the move of all moves. Like, there was nothing in the show.
Sky Eater's way better than the Kamehameha. No,
I hate you.
He's the eater of skies, all right? He's like Galactus, all right? The devourer of worlds. He's the eater of skies, okay? No, I get it. I'm with you, because you remember those names, right? And, you know, it's lame.
It's, you know, this one was literally like, when he was practicing, someone was nearby. I was like, whoa. And he's like, yeah, I don't know what to call it yet. The guy's like, I don't know, it looks like it's eating the sky, dude. And he's like, oh, holy fucking shit. And then he killed that guy, and then he claimed that he did it.
My other thing is, Lubu's practicing with about 2 million spears, right? And I'm so shocked.
Until he finally learned to use a halberd.
Right. It's very great because, you know, I edit this, so I'm going to sound like the really smart person in this.
Go ahead.
Everyone knows. Everyone knows. He's using the millions and millions of halberds, okay? And finally, when he finally realizes this move that he can do, it doesn't just break like the other ones. It disintegrates. That thing just disappears. And I'm like, excuse me? How? Why didn't it just snap? Like, that would have been – I would have been cool with that. But there's no explanation as to why it disintegrated. They don't talk about, like – you know, like, in most stuff, like, people have chakra or they've got ki or something that, you know, is eating away at them. No. This dude –
It's just his manly force.
Yeah. His manly force made it disappear. He just – Thanos snapped and it went away. It was just gone. Like, nothing. Anyways, Lulu's on his horse. He's about to – you know, he's – fighting Thor, he's roaming around him, riding around on his horse, and he puts his hand on the bottom of the halberd, and everyone on his side goes, well, the main guy, does that guy even have a name?
He does.
Like his follower? Sure. But they never said it, right?
I don't know.
The three guys are like the biggest guy.
The three guys are
Liu Bei, Guan Yu, and Zhang Fei, and I only know those from Dynasty Warriors. Like, the moment they showed them, I was like, oh shoot, that's crazy.
The guy that's like in love with him, that loves
him. He's commander guy. Yeah. I don't know if he has
so he looks at him and says, oh my god, it's the secret technique. And that's when we move into, you know, them talking about Sky Eater. Great, amazing, awesome. So Lubu, he's riding around, he starts charging at Thor, pulls the halberd back, makes this absolutely ugly face. The most ugliest face I've ever seen. Thor does the same thing. Thor's ready. Pulls the hammer back. Makes the same gross, ugly face. I don't understand what their idea is with faces in this, but they make some of the most horrendous faces. And they strike. And as they strike, it just... The culmination of just the power and sheer force of both weapons. You know, you've got Sky Eater, the technique, whatever the hell Thor's technique is called. They clash. Big blast of boomy. The whole Colosseum's covered in light. And at that point, I was like, damn, that's crazy. That's wild. And then
whole Colosseum goes, Aphrodite's tits fly away.
Yes.
Both of them just
she almost went with them, because she was just like, oh. Everyone's blown away. Everyone's shocked at what's happening. The spectacle. The dust clears. Everything settles. Lubu is in shambles, man. My boy's hurting. Thor has no scratch on him. The halberd has moved back to its original form as Rangriz. She's laying on the ground. defeated. Lubu is, he's his arm is being held together by pieces. His other arm's gone, absolutely obliterated. And what does this man do? The hardest shit I've ever seen in my entire life. This man bites his arm, his other arm off, and spits it on the ground.
What? I just want to say it was a whole lot of buildup for a move that did fuck all.
Fuck all. It didn't it didn't put a crack in his hammer. It didn't do anything. It did nothing. You just sacrificed the Valkyrie for what? Absolutely nothing.
If only Lubu's enemy had been some really fluffy clouds instead of Thor. Man, wouldn't have stood a fucking chance.
Wouldn't have stood
one. If Thor was the sky, he would have been eaten.
He would have been eaten.
That's for sure.
So Lubu
obviously wasn't called God Eater.
Yeah, facts. Lubu, at this point, is thrilled. He's so excited. Why? Because Lubu's finally met his match. He's found someone.
You say he's found joy?
He's found joy. And that is the title of the episode. Joy. He's so happy to find a match that he could not beat. He's absolutely ecstatic. How ecstatic is he? He's so ecstatic, my man is armless. And he just comes charging again at Thor. And what does Thor do? Huh, let me tell you what. My boy home run derbies that bitch to the moon. Thor winds up his hammer, charges that baby, and just boop, bink. You just see Lubu's head. You don't even see it go anywhere. It's gone. It just disappears.
It's the red. It gets the big final smash from Ness and just pew,
pew, game. And Lubu's body falls off the red hair. He's nothing. No head, no arms, all leg. Broken leg. No hair. All broken leg. Gone. Off to the side.
This was the moment where I was like, oh.
Oh, yeah.
Bye, Lubu.
Yeah. No, for real. Dude, it happened. I was like, oh, shit. See you later.
I was 50-50, like, wow, okay, maybe it's over and Thor wins. But I was also like, so far in this show, who knows? He might just regrow all that shit and just keep fighting.
I was honestly thinking, like, his head, like, started gnawing on the hammer. He's just, and just, like, reform or something. But no, Lubu's gone. Lubu's so gone. And his followers are so sad, but happy as well. They're mostly happy because they understood Lubu. You know, they knew what he wanted and what he needed. They're so happy. You know how happy they are? They're so happy that they're willing to risk their lives. So what do? They fucking grab their spears. They grab their swords. The red hair is pissed. Looks at Thor. Starts, you know, I don't know what that's called. What's that called? With his hoof. He just starts hoofing it. Starts hoofing it. And neighs. And they start charging. And what does Thor do? Thor cocks back the hammer and says, all right, this last one's for him. And just
in the sub, he says, this is for my friend.
Oh, that's so nice. That's actually really nice because honestly, I mean, you could tell that both of them, and before he decimates everyone, Heimdall does look at him and he looks at Thor and says, what is wrong with this guy? He should be happier. You know, he looks like upset. And then that's when, you know, they all pull up arms. And I think that's when he was like, all right, cool. I did this. Like I gave him what he wanted. Like they understood each other, both of them. And, you know, the commander says that too, you know, in another time, they would have been comrades, which is cool. But at the same time, the gods are here to destroy mankind. They don't give a fuck. So that was it, dude. That was the end of round one.
Yeah, that was actually into the start of episode 5 where they charged.
It was. You're right. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. So, anyways, before we get there, Thor wins. We'll just say that. Thor wins. Brunhilde is devastated. Super upset. In come episode 5. The name of episode 5 is called File Number 1. I'm just going to say that because...
there's a lot of zeros in between. I'm just going to
say that. It's a random amount.
And like if I said... It's not... I mean, it kind of is random, but it's not really random when you watch the episode. But I'm not going to go through and say that. It's not going to happen. There's a lot of zeros. Like
there could be 7 billion people.
Facts. And this is number one. Yes. So, episode 5 starts off, like Peter said, with, you know, Lubu's army going after Thor. Thor decimates them. Brunhilde is absolutely upset. She thought they had a chance. Gaul is upset. Not that Lubu's gone, but that Rangriz is gone. You know, you don't care about our sisters. Who do you think you are? Blah, blah, blah. You know, my boys. What were their names again, Peter? The three guys?
Guan Yu, Liu Bei, and Zhang Fei.
They pour one out for the homie. You know, they pour
they
one
do.
Out.
I forgot they, about that.
They pour one out for the homie. You know, I wrote that in my notes that they pour. I literally wrote pour one out for the homie. and they're super, you know, now they understand, you know, what's at stake. You know, the gods are, all the gods in there are cheering. Woo, yeah, you thought you could stop Thor. No, you couldn't. That one dude that's got glasses. I hate that dude. I absolutely hate him. He annoys me.
Yeah. This was the show trying to be like, oh man, it's not going to be as easy as you thought. Because honestly, if in a stereotypical anime, like the first fight would go to the humans, you could be like, yeah, the gods got it. And then the humans would suffer a loss. You'd be like, oh man, it's not going to be that easy. But this show wanted to be different, and they came in with the gods winning the first round. Because, yeah, this, we're different. And guess what? The gods are tough and the humans got to step it up, which was just kind of like, I see what you're doing and I understand why, but eye roll.
Right. Exactly. And, you know, at this point in the beginning of episode 5, Gaul is really pouring it on thick about her sister and all this. And she, like Shane said a few, right? Last episode, I think you were talking about Gaul and how she's just there to, you know, fit like that space. You can tell she really lays it on thick here, you know, like, oh my God, my sisters, like, what, you don't care about us, blah, blah, blah.
Asking stuff. Like, what happens to our sister and Lubu?
Right. And, you know, they get absolutely murked and lost and turned into dust and flying about the cosmos.
Well, they try to do this again, another stupid thing, because this is where the show tries to add weight to the things happening and everything feels weightless. Like they, when they say this, when they have this conversation, when Brunhilde and Gaul have this conversation, I was like, I still don't care about any of the people in this. And basically she says, oh, when you die here, if a soul dies, it's gone forever. There's nowhere for it to go. Like, that's it. You're gone forever. So we, like, their sister Rangriz is gone. Apparently, yeah. Lubu is gone. The army gone. There's no retrieving those souls. And they're like, that's what happens if you die here. Like, trying to add something, like the viewer is going to be like, oh man, I can't believe it. They can't die or else they're gone forever. But I also don't care about anyone in this show. So.
Yeah, she said they get sent to, like, was it like Niflheim?
No. They're like, they disappear.
No, I know, but she said they become like, they go, so like they're gone forever, but there is a place. She did name it. I believe it began with an N, but I could be wrong. I know she said something about it, and I was like, oh wait, what'd she say? But then I didn't, you know, write it down, of course.
I mean, if the only thing you have after your mortal death to look forward to is maybe being brought back to fight the gods in a Colosseum again, is it really so bad to not come back after? It's probably fine.
I know.
They haven't implied that anything else is possible except that this. If there was ever Ragnarok 2, you might not be invited. Like, who fucking cares?
That, it was so dumb. And honestly, afterlife with these gods that are a bunch of dicks, probably don't want to be there anyway. So,
well, seriously, Lube was like that meme, just like, whoosh, just fade now. Like, peace, dude. I'm
trying to see. I remember.
And it is weightless and you can't care about the Valkyries because they don't fucking matter so far. Yeah, like Rangriz, know nothing about her. Her only characteristic was like, hell yes, I'm going to die. I don't mind dying as a halberd. Fuck yeah. Like no thought, no hesitation, no weight, no depth, just a paper thin cardboard standee to be a prop, literally a prop.
It's
that's
true.
It. We heard her say, what, two lines? Maybe three?
Mm-hmm.
And then now
yeah, and we're gone. Like supposed to, at some level, supposed to like feel bad. Like, oh no, the halberd's dead too. Oh, okay, but who can, I don't know what she was doing before. She was, the only time we saw her, she just came, just like descending down. She's like, ooh, okay, I just got back from yoga. I'll go in a fight. It's fine. Who cares? Don't care. She didn't get a cool flashback of ripping off another anime like the other ones did.
It's true. It's facts. So with the fight done, the humans are kind of, you know, sad. They're very upset. Brunhilde's upset. She's very distraught. Go ahead.
Devon, I'm sorry to interrupt.
No, you're fine.
It is Niflheimr, the complete termination of the soul. You don't go anywhere. It's gone.
Okay. That's what it's called. That's what it is. That's what she said. Yeah. Okay. Perfect. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, sir. I appreciate you for bringing that up.
No problem. Got you. Yeah.
Oh, I sounded like Zeus
that's
for
it.
A second.
There is no after this.
Nope. No after this. You're gone. Rangriz knew the she knew what she was giving herself up for. That's what Gaul needs to understand. But no
you know what else? You know what else might go to Niflheimr? This fucking show.
Facts.
For sure.
Yeah. But it's Netflix, so they'll renew it for however many seasons they want, no matter how bad it does. So, you know, we pour one out for the homie. They're looking through the files to see who their next contestant's going to be. Okay. They're looking. They're going through, absolutely just tearing through the archives here of their warriors. And Brunhilde looks and says, you know what? I'm going to choose this guy because no one hates the gods more than him. And she clicks on it. Bloop. And Heimdall is sitting in the stage, or the stage. I call it a stage. Sitting in the Colosseum on the ground. And, you know, he's the announcer. So he's coming, you know, forget really what he says, but, you know, welcome the humans fighter. So-and-so, you know.
Every time you introduce someone, he just goes, this guy.
Right. Pretty much. This
literally.
Guy.
You know, in the sub, it literally he says, this guy.
Oh, really?
Yes.
So the ground opens up. A little square opens up on the ground. It opens up like 6 or 7 times. It's like Batcave style. And all of a sudden, this pillar comes out. Pillar comes out of the ground, shooting up to the sky. The sky, you know, Sky Eater's up there, gone. And it just gets up into the heavens. And there's a man sitting there. A man. The manliest of all men.
Oh, don't forget about all the random animals that just decided to charge
out. Oh, I was getting there. We go all the way.
Which is weird.
Yeah.
It's weird to me because that seems more like a Moses thing.
Noah.
That they had Noah thing. See, yeah. I don't fucking know. Clearly, it shouldn't be me.
Yeah, the Noah thing. Yeah, that's what I thought too. That's what I thought at first too.
That's the guy. Yeah. Noah, you're right. There were no burning bushes here.
Joseph, Mark, was it Mark or Paul? Yeah, okay. Got it. David. Dave. It was David, right?
Dave.
So we cut down back to the Colosseum and all these animals. You got elephants, giraffes, lions, tigers, bears. Oh my. They come running out of nowhere. Absolutely nowhere. They just appeared.
I'm guessing they did that because, so in the Bible, like Adam names the animals.
Yeah.
So I'm guessing like that's why like he was.
Imagine if as all the animals came out, they had one of those plaques for each one.
With his signature on it.
Right. So created in God's image, we have Adam, the father of man. Made in God's image. Blonde hair.
Another interesting thing, because in this, it doesn't have a single pantheon of gods. It has all the pantheon of gods, also referencing the singular like Christian God, but without him being visible anywhere or included in a point. Who's Adam in this anime supposed to be created in the image of?
Yep.
Well, they don't address that. They're like, most hated, he hates the gods, but he was made by God, singular God, but not that one, because those are Norse gods, and we don't get it either. We don't understand our own show.
Oh, yeah. It's true. They've got, honestly.
I'm glad you brought that up, because it doesn't make sense, and any of Adam's story, like, literally doesn't make sense. Like, I know they took, trust me, they take crazy liberties with everything. Because they're like, no man hated the gods more than this one. And I was like, but he was created by the one god. And I thought that he and that god were cool.
Yeah, if anything, he'd show up like a polytheistic Colosseum like this. Be like, what the fuck is this?
It's true. It's very true. My man jumps from his huge ivory tower down to the ground. Not a scratch on him. Ripped. My boy's ripped. Blonde hair,
blue eyes. Trust me, if there was a scratch on him, you'd be able to see it because this man is in the nude.
Yep. Everything but a leaf, baby. That leaf is, honestly, let's give it up to the leaf. The leaf is doing the most work here. Leaf is doing the most work here, putting it all on the line. So
I'm gonna do a little foreshadowing, and let's just say give it up for the leaves, because there are four leaves. Mm. There's only one now, but there's four. Mm-hmm. The next three will come into play.
Mm-hmm. Putting in a lot of work.
Putting in.
You think they're are they glued there? Is it magnets? I don't.
I think it's just a bond with nature.
It could, honestly, it makes sense.
Find the perfect leaf and become one with the schwans.
So we've got our fighter, our contender for man. And Heimdall's about to announce our contender for the gods. You know, he says, you know, the Hindu god, and all of a sudden he gets interrupted on his telepathic telephone.
What's this? Hold on. I'm getting an updated report.
There's been a news development. So now, without him saying anything, we get kind of like a mini flashback. It's not like a complete flashback all the way into the past. It's literally probably 20 minutes before this. And Shiva is walking down the hall, flexing his forearms, you know, flexing his muscles. And, you know, he's getting ready. He's like, oh, finally, I get to wake up, you know. My fire's fueled. Let's get it going.
Well, you know, that's actually the start of episode 6.
Is it really?
Yeah. We find out the fighter before.
I got some editing to do. All right. Cool. Anyways, I'm going to go ahead and clap there so we know what's going on. What I'm going to take out, because I'm going to redo it, so I don't care. So my man Heimdall, phone call, and announces our next fighter. But they do it in a very unique way.
You're telling me.
So a man steps out of the doorway. Not any man, but Hermes. Hermes comes out. And what does he have with him? A violin. And my man is playing the hell out of that violin, so to speak. He's playing it so well that the humans have heard what this song is.
Oh, you mean Mozart, Bach, and...
Yeah, because they're in attendance. That's
my song!
The composers are there. They're here, and they are weeping at how amazing it sounds. Never have I heard a concerto so beautiful in my whole entire life.
I don't know what it is, and I'm watching the whole thing subbed, but in that point, he's like, so this is what it sounds like when a god plays my song! Oh!
And they introduce Zeus. This crippled man comes out, and it's so weird. He's so weird. It's so awkward. He comes out and he's flexing and he's dancing and he's got his hard eyes and he's ready and he's doing a jig. He's very creepy and very, it's just weird. It's just a weird thing.
And I feel like he's evolved into this in 6 episodes. Cause in episode 1, I feel like he was kind of normal. And then it's like, as it goes on each, it's like storyboarding each episode. They're like, all right, and amp up the weirdness, make him the creepy grandpa. Yep. Next episode, they're like, all right, that was good. Now, 12. Let's keep it going. Zeus is going to be a fucking freak by the time we finish this show.
Facts. And as Peter was going to say, his eyes, they're black. They're just like
just like black holes that with like sometimes pink, the pupils pink hearts. Yeah, sometimes the pupils pop out. Yeah, pink hearts. Like, you know, when he does like something like if he gets angry, that's when the pupil, you get to see his pupils.
Right. So, I forget the name of the song that Hermes plays.
Honestly, I just wanted it to end. I wanted this whole part to end because I was just like, "What are we doing?"
Hold on. I need to know. his entrance song, the name of it. Click to see spoiler. Yes, please. I would like to see this. I forget. They don't just type it out here. I wish they just... Oh, wait. Hold on. Maybe they will. Oh, here we go. Hold on. I have it. I'm not just a loser. Air on the G string. Just such a weird name. Honestly, I get it. You know, G string because it's the note that they're playing. But still, hearing it, it just sounds weird.
Yeah, but it's also because Zeus is a dirty fuck.
Yeah, it's true. So... the song starts playing. And then everyone starts, you know, he's playing the song and then Zeus is like, all right, let's get ready. And he changes it up. The name of the song is called Great Massacre on the G Battlefield is what he plays. And he summons a lot more violence, Hermes does, to play this. And it's like amped up music, and it's so whack. It's absolutely so whack how they do it.
Another huge eye roll part.
Yeah.
Because it's just a creepy ass dance.
It's so
where
creepy.
I was just wondering why. What does this add? What does this make me feel besides annoyed that we're not getting to the fight?
Absolutely nothing. And then the crowd of gods starts chanting GFOC, 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 Godfather of the Cosmos, Zeus.
Awful.
Sick, dude. Awesome. And with this, my man starts doing some dope ass stretches. He starts getting his yoga on, right? And all of a sudden,
Master Roshi on.
Yep. And all of a sudden, his legs go muscle up. And I'm like, oh, wow. Okay. Yep. Could have seen this coming. And then what happens next? My boy flexes his back and just whoop, back, tries, buys, everything. My boy's just shredded. Dude's huge. I call him Mr. Fucking Bulk. That's what I call him.
The only dude bigger than this guy is Marcus Phoenix.
Facts. Huge. It was crazy. I couldn't believe it. This happened. The song's playing and my dude is just getting bulked up, getting ready. My dude hit the syringe before he came out. And that was pretty much episode 5. That whole thing was just like the end of you know, Lubu's army, fucking everyone's sad. They pick, you know, Adam to fight, and then Zeus comes out and he just gets this whack ass intro.
It's like 5 minutes long. It felt way longer, but it was like 5 minutes.
Yeah. It felt so long. It felt like it just lasted forever. Forever. But then it cuts the credits. And we get into episode 6. The Great Emulation. Mwah. This episode by far was my favorite. I absolutely loved this episode. There were some weird things to it, but I thoroughly enjoyed this episode. Honestly, I really did. I don't know how you guys felt.
The least worst episode.
Shane, how'd you feel about the episode? This one.
I thought the fight progressively, like, was soon got better and I was more interested in it and less like just like ready for it to be over. It was being dragged out. This one, it is definitely dragged out, but I was more into it. Although, like, I, you know, definitely expected 100% what happened with Zeus, that he was going to walk out and the crippled old man was just going to become this monstrosity. And of course, everyone is just like, we never could have thought this old grandpa.
Who's a right. god?
Who's a god? Like, who is this dude fighting for the gods? Right. So we get our flashback. It starts off, I believe, with the flashback.
Yes.
Of the corridor. And Shiva is, you know, he's up next to fight Adam. And he's stretching his forearms. You know, he's stretching, getting ready to fight. And all of a sudden he feels a presence and a tap on his shoulder. And he looks back and it's Zeus and Hermes standing there. And
I did find this scene kind of funny.
I hated this
scene. I'll give him to them on this one. I did like the way Zeus... I actually did like this because Zeus just says one thing to him over and over again.
Yeah. So Zeus is looking at Shiva and he's smiling. He's very creepy and just happy. And Shiva looks at, and Shiva kind of knows what's going to happen. And he's like, you know, no, I'm fighting this round. This is me. And Zeus looks at him and says, the second round is mine. And Shiva's
this
like,
this next fight's mine.
And Shiva just looks at him and he's like, dude, no, like, this is my fight. I'm doing this.
This next fight's mine.
Yeah, exactly. The second round is mine. It's my fight. I'm fighting this. I'm Zeus. I'm the god of all gods. Shiva's like, dude, you know what? No. Freaks out, transforms. He's got his four eyes, five eyes, because he's got two his regular eyes, eye under, and then his third eye on his forehead opens, and he's pissed. He's ready. And Zeus looks at him, just looks at him, and says, this fight's
second
mine.
Second round is mine.
And he grabs his like shoulder and he like pinches him. And she was like, like weak, absolutely weak. And everyone's like, you know, you're probably watching it and you're like, oh my God, okay. Yeah, all right. I guess, you know, it is Zeus. You know, he is strong. I get it. And Shiva gets pissed and he's like, you know what? Fine. Let's do it right here. Let's do this, old man. Let's fight. And I kind of forget what happens and what like pushes it off for.
Oh, it's Shiva just backs off.
I feel like I know he backs off, but I feel like there was a reason why he backed off. Like he knew.
He was like, let's fight for it. And then.
Oh, Zeus looks at
smiles.
Him.
Zeus just looks at him. Yeah. Yeah. I think his irises show up and then he's like, ah. Never mind. That's all right.
Never mind. Yeah. I'll get the next one, bud. I'll get the next one. And it's like, what? Like, I hated how many times they repeated it. You know, the second round is mine. I'm like, dude.
The next fight's mine.
I'm like, okay, bro. I get it. I understand, Zeus. You want to fight. We know. Blah, 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 blah. I also think that I'm glad they kind of, they don't really explain it. But, like, Zeus is the second fight. Really? It makes sense, but really? Does he really have to be the next fight? I get what they're doing.
You have to have the godfather of the cosmos versus the father of man.
Yeah,
that's exactly. Why.
And I understand. I get it.
Even though Zeus didn't create Adam, we still don't know who the hell ever decided, like, let's make a human.
Yeah, it's facts. That god is not here in this show to help anything, either help his creation or help the gods. He's nowhere to be seen.
What would have been more a better flair for the story is if they were going to make this leap to include all this stuff and take their own liberties, why not like solidify, like, okay, Zeus made Adam in this story, like they're facing each other, and just make it clear instead of just leaving it just fucking up in the air the whole time and never talking about it again.
Exactly. Let us nitpick it. They're literally leaving it open for people to nitpick. That's what they're doing. 100%.
They know that people like Shane are going to ask that question. They're like, don't worry about that. Watch the fight.
Right. Turn your brain
off. That's what this whole show is just like, shh, no. They're going to fight. I'm like, oh, all right, cool.
Shane opens his mouth and he's just like, hey, but, and they're like,
shh. It's better this way.
Careful now. Please cut the camera to Aphrodite's tipples, please.
Thank you. Exactly. They just pan over. So the fight's about to start. Out of nowhere, the god of war shows up. Ares is there. He pops in. Massive as fuck. We get a small.
Looks like a fucking clown.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Looks like a big.
I totally understand why Kratos killed him.
Yeah. 100%. Yeah, where's Kratos, bro? Kratos, you know, Kratos hated the gods too. So, like, why isn't he here? It should be him fighting Zeus. That would have been badass. Imagine if they included that. That would have been sick. I would have loved that. And they do this whole thing. You know, Zeus is looking at Adam and he's like, I know your secret. So do what you're going to do. So do it. And Adam has the coolest voice ever. And he just looks at him and goes, look up. And up above, what do we see? A Pegasus. Bro.
I roll.
Kind of lame. Not going to lie. Not gonna lie. Very lame.
His weapon's dumb as fuck.
His weapon is stupid.
I mean, I liked the weapon. I'm perfectly fine with the weapon.
That show's trash.
But the way
I thought because he had no clothes, it was going to pop in and give him like some kind of like armor, like a suit or something, and he was going to equip up. And then, no, it was the dumbest fucking thing.
Adam doesn't need armor or clothes. He has a leaf, guy. We already applauded the leaf.
It's true. I will say that it made sense for his weapon because Heimdall said, you know, the best hand-to-hand combat, you know, person, you know, he introduced him that way. You know, he's got hand-to-hand combat, all this. But who's on the Pegasus? It's not just the Pegasus. It's a Regenleaf. She shows up. She's the 7 out of 13 Valkyries, by the way. Well, 7 out of 12.
But who's keeping track? Who
me.
Can?
I am. I'm only doing it for you, the listener. Cool. She looks, you know, they do this whole thing where she dives off the Pegasus. She's like, Adam, touch my hand so we can form a bond together. And then they do it. They do it. What's the art piece called, Peter? Because
I don't know, but it's like God. It's the one where God touches Adam's hand. That's what it is. So it's literally like that. And then you have Michelangelo in the stands going, oh!
And he starts writing. Oh my God, I'm so excited. He's having a panic attack, absolute panic attack. And what happens? You can see this awesome thing, you know, Regenleaf is forming into this dope-ass weapon. It goes up his left arm, and you're like, oh, shit, this dude's about to get robed out. He's about to be looking fresh. Nope. Makes its way to his right arm, boom, down to his hand. Whing! Brass knuckles. And everyone is shocked. Everyone's, brass knuckles? This is suicide. What are you doing?
Also, what's her name? What's the Valkyrie's name?
Regenleaf.
Regenleaf? You're going to tell me Regenleaf 7? I don't
7
know.
Out of 13. Yeah.
7 out of 13.
She's a 7.
Regenleaf is so lame that she couldn't make 2 brass knuckles.
Only one, bro.
Just the one. Just the right hand, baby.
She's on that Saitama flow, bro.
Just the power punch.
Yeah, she's on that Saitama flow, man. And I was like,
dumb.
Really? This makes no sense. I'm like, okay, great. I mean, it was just so many eye rolls. Like you said, this eye roll city. Right? And I believe as soon as he equips the brass knuckles, there could be some talking or whatever, but it cuts to the stands. And we see Adam's children, Cain and Abel. And they're
like, also doesn't make sense because Cain and Abel should not like each other.
Well, they don't. I believe who's the oldest? Cain's the oldest, right? Or
Abel's the oldest.
Cain has Abel's hair in his hand. He's holding him like that. And he's like, come on, get him, Dad. You can do this for us. And Abel's just standing there with his hair in his brother's hand and goes, you can do this, Daddy. I love you. Blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, I literally sat there and
Cain
I paused.
Cain is older. I apologize.
Cain is older. Cain okay. Is older. Yeah. Yep. So Abel has, you know, Cain's hair and, you know, he's like, come on, you can do this, Dad. Beat him to a pulp. And, you know, Cain's just sitting there. He's like, yeah, Dad, you can do this. I love you. Blah, blah, blah. And it's like, I literally pause and I'm like, dude, are we really doing this right now? Is this really happening? I can't believe this. In the midst of all this, Zeus is ready. Zeus doesn't even slow down. He's ready to fight. Ready to fight. He charges with his powerful punch. They had a name for it, but he comes in. He comes in with a punch, just one punch. And my boy Adam studied the ways of Muhammad Ali because my boy's moving like a butterfly, right? Swoom, dodges it, just fucking woo-hoo. But as he dodges it, on the screen, it says 0.01 seconds, right? It's quick.
I think there was even,
Yeah, it was for there the first punch.
There might
have
been even more zeros.
Oh, it progressively goes as Zeus is coming in. Zeus is going ham. He's throwing punches. Numbers keep popping up on the screen. It's like 0.001, 0.000001. And Adam is dodging every blow. Zeus hasn't landed a punch yet at all. He's just fucking, and it's crazy. All right. Zeus is throwing punches like a beast, but Adam is more of a beast. He's dodging everything. Absolutely dodging everything. He dodges so well, and then he counters even better. So Adam lands a punch on Zeus. One punch. One little pop right to his right to the side of his face. Ka-ding! Ka-ya! And you look down, and Zeus is kind of starstruck a little bit. Everyone in the crowd is a little starstruck. And Adam's just standing there with a bloody hand and says, you know, do you know what I forgot to say? Before they even fought, he told Zeus, like, you might want to get a weapon. And Zeus was like, no, I think I'll be fine. And that's when he, like, wound up to go punch him. And he was like, okay, you'll regret that. You know, whatever. Sorry, forgot to mention that. Little context to this. So Adam lands a punch. And everyone's starstruck. And then...
his eyes are glowing every time Zeus does a move, though. So that's, correct, like, the big thing. They're not explaining why... That's happening.
They don't explain why he can dodge or anything like that, or anything like that. But every time you can hear a sound go off, because I don't think they show the eyes directly yet.
Oh, they do. Like
after right every dodge,
they start right because before he even goes the punch, Zeus starts jumping up and down.
That's like, true.
Before Zeus's first punch, he's jumping up and down, yep, and Adam's eyes just light up red.
Yep, that's right.
As he's staring at Zeus,
so. This just goes in to Adam's amazing. Now we're going back to the names here, right? You had Sky Eater, a secret technique, but I think Adam's is way better. Divine Reflection. Absolutely amazing. Because Adam is made in the image of a god, he can replicate any move of a god.
Absolutely. He is a copy of a god.
He can do anything a god can do. Which is kind of wild. Absolutely wild. So he copies all of Zeus's moves and puts a really big hurting on him. Super big hurting on him. It's great. It was absolutely great. But while they're fighting, it kind of cuts to, you know, Brunhilde and Gaul talking. And, you know, Brunhilde she's got some choice words, man. And I really wrote it down because... it's always so random the way when, like, she decides to curse. And, like, I think in this she says something like, you know, Adam's here so he can, you know, whatever shit the gods throw at us, he can take it and smear the shit on their face or whatever. And I was like, dude, really? This is...
wow.
I was like, oh, yeah, because you watched it in sub, right?
Yeah, and there is a... it is the first point. It's in episode either 6 or 7 where even the sub... says fuck. So like even in the original version, that's what they're implying.
Yeah. So yeah, she says like, you know, smear the shit that the gods give you back on their face, blah blah blah. And I'm like, really? Are we really saying this right now? Like this it's all so weird and so out of place that it just doesn't make sense to me at all. Like I don't understand it. By now, if you guys are listening to this, we have the same view about this show as hopefully everyone else does, because I'm telling you, if you guys like the show,
I just don't know what, I know that they're trying to be over the top, but I don't get the tone. Even as over the top and ridiculous as it is, I don't get it, because you're not over the top to the point where it's just enjoyable because you're choosing to be ridiculous. It's like you're ridiculous, but you don't know how to be ridiculous. So you're just literally throwing shit at the screen, hoping like, haha, this will make them laugh, or this will make them horny, or this will, I don't know, surprise them. But everything that they throw at us, I'm just sitting there going, what? I feel like John Travolta in Pulp Fiction, that meme, where I'm just like, everything that's happening in the show, I'm like, what?
Right. You're wondering what's going on. It just doesn't make sense.
And the animation, again, even though this was definitely the best episode that we've watched so far, animation is very subpar.
Yeah.
I gotta say. And they almost like rip from other animes. There's a moment where Adam copies a technique and it's just his face going forward, and then you're just seeing like punches come from the side. It's like a side view of Adam.
Mm-hmm.
And you're just seeing punches come from off screen. And I was just like, oh, is this One Piece?
Mm-hmm.
Is this man Luffy? Is he copying Luffy's move right now? Mm-hmm. It was just not impressive.
You didn't know it was Luffy. Luffy is in a zoo suit. That's what it is. it just doesn't it doesn't make sense. I'm with you on the whole animation thing, because that was the first thing I thought, you know, because Luffy has like what? It's like his minigun punch or whatever.
Gatling gun.
Yeah, his Gatling gun punch. Which is same thing here, you know. Adam's a beast, right? He's using all the same moves. He's putting a hurting on Zeus very, very, very badly. Up until Zeus says, "I'm done with it. Nope, this isn't going to happen." He charges up. He charges up with a move. A move that was once used on him. The only time he actually got hurt by his father, Zeus, that got hurt by his father, Cronus.
Cronus.
When he fought his father, Cronus used a move. And the name of the move, which I think this is the most ridiculous name in the show, the name of the move is called, I did write it down, Fist That Surpassed Time. That's way worse than Sky Eater. I'm telling you right now. 100%. Dude, nah. Yes. Fist That Surpassed
Time. It's not good, but nah. It's
bad. That's worse than Sky Eater. Sky Eater at least sounds like a fucking dragon's name. Like if a dragon flew, oh my God, it's Sky Eater. Like, I'd get that. Fist That Surpassed Time. Bro, trash name. Absolute garbage of a name.
Nah. I mean, yeah. But nah.
Dude.
Not more than Sky Eater.
Oh, my God. We're not watching the same show right now.
Sky Eater doesn't even flow. Sky Eater sounds like the ability went off in the middle of the name. Like, Sky Eater. It, like, breaks the word apart. At least Fist That Surpassed Time, while it is kind of stupid, it's like, relevant to the name. Because Lubu's move doesn't eat the sky. It splits it. It just cuts it in half. It doesn't eat it. The fist, in this case, does surpass time, and they make that the whole episode stick by showing 0.0000001 to show how fast these fuckers are moving their fists, because it's going so quick. It's surpassing time.
It's true. It's true.
Still dumb.
So Zeus charges up. He's ready. He's about to use his signature move, Fist That Surpassed Time, on Adam.
Which he stole.
Right. All of time stops. Everyone in the stadium stops. Everyone's in awe. Ares is absolutely shocked that he's about to go for this move. Hermes is like, oh, he's going to go for this one. Great. Time stops. The birds stop flying. Everything stops happening. But guess what? You hear the eyes go off. And just like that.
It's like Sam Fisher just entered the Coliseum.
And all of a sudden, Zeus is on the ground. Ka-pa-pa! We get to see it. We saw what happened, right? Adam lands a punch. Lands the punch.
With his extendo arm, because the way that animation, like, the way that drawing looked right there, he dodges to the left, and the giant, massive arm is, like, around him, but he's reaching all the way up. We haven't talked about scale. Adam is tiny. Adam is a tiny dude compared to the Goliath that is the godfather of the cosmos. So when they show him punching Zeus's face, I was like, dude, how long is your arm, bro?
Mm-hmm. It's the first punch he landed.
As long as it needs to be.
It's true. It's the first punch that he's landed with the brass knuckles that we see. Right, because, I mean, he could have, you know, when he was doing all his multitude of punches, he could have been, you know, using the brass knuckles. But first punch with the brass knuckles, And my boy Zeus goes down. He's on the ground, down for the count.
He's face down on the ground, but looking at the sky.
Facts. My boy's neck got twisted. Absolutely twisted. Heimdall's like, oh my God, the godfather of the cosmos is down. Zeus, the god of all gods, has been knocked out.
A total of nobody was chanting GFOC at that point.
No, everyone was super impressed with Adam. Even the gods were so impressed. Aphrodite's bosoms couldn't even hold themselves together. She was so impressed. She was like, oh my God, what a man. That's all she knows how to say is what a man. That's it. What a man, what a man, what a man. She's obsessed. Zeus got bitch slapped. That's what I wrote in my notes. He got bitch slapped. He got sent back to time. Zeus falls. Heimdall's absolutely shocked. Everyone's shocked. I believe that's when it cuts to credits.
Yeah. Immediately. That's the end of episode 6.
Episode 6. Yep. That's the end of episode 6. It, by far my favorite one of what we watched. Episode 7, what we're about to get into now, is my second favorite episode. I absolutely loved this episode.
I laughed too much at this episode.
Really, there's a lot that happens in this episode too that's just like, once again, just shake my head, eye roll. Really? This is really happening right now. The episode opens up. I can't remember if it opens up with us looking at Zeus on the ground or it opens up with Ares. I believe it opens up with Ares.
Yeah.
Ares is behind a desk with his little teacup. He's grabbing a little teacup. It's like about the size of his finger.
Yes, it doesn't make sense why he's sitting behind the desk. I just want to point this out.
Mm-hmm.
Because the whole thing is him like reflecting on what just happened.
Yep.
With Adam and Zeus.
He's a strategist.
But then it cuts to him being out there in Zeus's seat.
Yep.
Yeah. So I was like, why is he behind the desk? Why did we start there? Why?
Oh, yeah. So he's contemplating the fight. He's saying, you know, at one moment, Father was closing in on him. The next moment, he was on the ground. And Hermes kind of looks at him and tells him pretty much what happened. You know, all of time pretty much stood still, but Adam, you know, landed a punch, which knocked him out. And Ares grabs Hermes in absolute disgust, and he's upset, and he's like, are you telling me you know what happened? And Hermes kind of goes, no, it's just a, you know, just a guess, just a hypothesis. And he puts him down, which to me is like, okay, it makes sense because Hermes can move very fast, right? So he probably could have seen it. He is...
He's fast.
Well, yeah, I mean, he is the god of what? It's like, he's like a messenger god, but he's so fast, that's why he can get, like, messages back and forth. In actual mythology, that's what he's called. I don't know about in this show. Right now, he just looks like a butler that can jam on a violin. That's about it. That's all he does. So then we get Gaul and Brunhilde, I believe, if memory serves correct. They're talking, and Brunhilde's explained to Gaul that Adam hates the gods more than anyone. And Gaul's like, really? But why?
Why?
QR flashback. They call it the paradise of Eden. Which kind of threw me off because I thought it was called the Garden of Eden. I didn't know it was Paradise of Eden. I always could have sworn it was Garden of Eden, but that's just me. We're in the Paradise of Eden. We see Adam. He's laying there on top of a sleepy bear eating grapes. Straight chilling. Eating grapes. Leaf is putting in work still. And everyone knows about the Garden of Eden, what you can't do in the Garden of Eden, which, you know, people screw up and do. In the Garden of Eden, Paradise Eden.
People.
Yeah.
You know what you mean.
Yeah. You're not supposed to eat the forbidden fruit, but we get our introduction to Eve. And this is where the three leaves come in.
We get this three whole lazy. Thing is this probably the dumbest sequence in the whole fucking show.
This was
and I had to watch
so
Thor
bad.
Fight a bunch of Attack on Titans and save Asgard or whatever the fuck happened in episode two. So I don't know.
So what happens in this and why they're saying it's so ridiculous is because Eve is pretty much almost about to be taken advantage of by the serpent, who is a nice dapper man. My boy's dapper.
In case you don't know the story, yeah, it's not
ahead.
A given.
Go ahead.
In case you don't know the story,
throw it out there.
The actual story is Eve gets tempted to eat from the tree of knowledge. She takes a bite. She gives the apple over to Adam. Adam eats the apple. It's not even said to be an apple. It's called a fruit. And uh-huh. People just assume that it's an apple. Uh-huh. But God finds out and is like, why'd you do that? Kicks him out of the Garden of Eden. But in this show, they're like, that's not the truth. Let me tell you. Brunhilde's like, let me tell you what really happened.
Yeah. So.
Dirty Snake Man tried to get some of Eve. And she said, no thanks. And he said, damn it. And he fled.
And he had some choice words. He calls her a harlot, a whore, all this stuff. Said,
as he's trying to rape her.
Revenge.
Yeah. But. What comes as he's trying to take advantage of Eve, what comes of this is two little doves come down from the tree and save Eve, and they follow Eve.
They need to get those doves up in the tournament right now. If those doves were able to stop a god, because, oh, by the way, the serpent is not the devil. The serpent is also just another god.
Yes.
Just a horny god that
Mind
wants to
you,
get with a human.
The birds will come into play.
I want to see those doves. Battle Hugin and Munin for the final battle. That's it. That's how this whole show needs to end.
I'm down for it.
I need it. I want that.
Just the battle of the birds. Give me that as actually a whole season.
I'll change my entire viewpoint on this show if that's the final
facts. I'm here for it. So we go into a courtroom. Eve is standing trial for her for eating an apple, which the serpent took a bite of. Because he's allowed to. He can. And he's like, look, she took a bite out of this, you harlot. She's calling her names. Wants to get with her, but calling her names. That's not how it works, bro. That's not how it works. You don't do that. So Eve, in the midst of all these many gods in the paradise of Eden, and who I thought was actual God, but is not, is just some guy with a gavel. Slams on the gavel, you know, blah, 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 you know. You are sentenced to be out of Paradise of Eden. You must leave all this stuff. Get out. And then the snake kind of turns back at the camera. Is like, hey, that's what you get for refusing me. You don't think twice about doing that, you harlot.
And then bum, bum, bum.
And then all of a sudden you hear the door. Does the door open or does someone knock on the door? I think the door.
The door opens.
The door opens and we see this huge.
Hefted open with a boot. Just
this huge giant walks in. And he just stands there. The guy with the gavel looks at him and says, what are you doing interrupting this meeting? And all of a sudden, my man goes, boom, hits the floor. My dude hits the deck. Done. Done for. Like, he just got walloped by a fist that surpassed time. My dude's on the ground, knocked out cold. And all of a sudden, you see this figure coming through the door. Ding, 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 ding. Carrying two baskets. It's Adam. Adam's here, and Eve is very excited. Parts of Eve are very excited. The leaves don't show you what parts of Eve are very excited. Eve is very ecstatic. Adam walks in, and he's got bags full of apples, and everyone's like, oh my God, he harvested all the apples, all the forbidden fruit. And what does Adam do? Adam takes...
Nom, 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 nom.
Adam takes the basket, lifts it up to his head, takes a bite of the apple... sour. Spits it as if to spit in a god's face. He spits it out on the ground, and everyone's just appalled. Everyone, how could you? How could you? The serpent's like, how dare you take a bite of the forbidden fruit, let alone spit it out in disgust? He's upset, and he's getting pissed. The serpent's getting pissed with every walk this dude's taking, every apple he's biting. He's spitting it out. Blah blah blah. Just. Walking through, prancing through, So there's no apples in the basket left.
And this is where I had to stop to say, this is doing a very bad job at establishing Adam hating the gods. Mm-hmm. Like, why? He's the one being a dick in court. That's not nice. He's the one being rude. Like, it's not even, he wasn't even invited. I get it. He's there because of Eve, but like the serpent's the one dude who is like, you know, being an asshole.
I'll get to that.
He hates every god.
Oh, yeah.
And these aren't even other guys. Like, they didn't establish that very well.
No, they didn't.
No.
They did not.
Just like, I am going to make a spectacle.
Why does he hate gods? He ate too many apples. They were sour, and he just never let it go.
So, as Adam does this, he leans down towards Eve, and, you know, he's like, I'll go wherever you go. And they kind of hug, right? Well, more than hug, Eve kind of jumps into my man's face. Bosoms in his face. He's got the breasts right there. It's like Aphrodite once again.
Just if fun. They make a live action, like Netflix adaptation of this, I want Adam to be played by Tom Cruise and just walk in with like aviators on too. He's just like in the scene where he's walking in with a big smile, he's eating apples. He's like, what's up, baby?
Highway to the danger zone.
But bring on the donut, don't.
Spits it out. Sour.
I'm down for that. I'm super in for that. And then the serpent kind of gets out of the stand where he's at, and he's like, how dare you desecrate, you know, the gods, what we've given to you, blah, blah, blah. And Adam looks at him in disgust and goes, you know, a little birdie told me about what you did. The bird came to Adam and told him what happened. Imagine that. Told him, just messenger. And the serpent loses his mind. Absolutely loses it because Adam is blaming him for what Eve did. Even though Adam knows the truth, Eve knows the truth. But everyone here in the court would rather listen to a god than listen to people made in God's image. So the serpent freaks out. Undergoes a transformation, foreshadowing, undergoes a transformation and lunges at my boy, Adam. But he didn't get the memo.
Reflection.
He didn't get the memo. He didn't get the memo that my boy's eyes light up and he activates his trap card.
Gotta do your research.
Which is sometimes you gotta do your research, my boy. Adam activates divine reflection. You know, turns his hands into serpent hands, and, you know, we see blood splatter on the screen. And we're like, oh no, what happened? And the snake kind of chuckles, that'll teach you to talk to us the way you talk to us. And it cuts back. Adam's just standing there with his arms crossed, and you look back at the serpent, and his arm kind of like, you see like the blood splatter, and it kind of like forms a slice. And my man got quartered, gone. Torn up into like 20 pieces.
Like a Saturday morning cartoon villain, he crumples into the dust.
Into dust.
Until next time.
Until next time, Mr. Serpent, we'll be seeing you. And Adam looks at Eve, grabs her hand, and they walk out. They leave. They leave the Paradise of Eden. They're gone. They don't want to be there anymore. It's all good. And that's Brunhilde. She explained it to Gaul. Gaul's like, oh my God. So that's why he hates the gods. Which, okay, the god kind of took advantage of Eve, blamed, you know, her for doing this, and now you guys are kind of out even. But
right, but then you fucking diced him up, my man. I think the feud is done. I think you're even.
Right, but the gods didn't indirectly do anything to Adam, right? Great. Got it. At this point...
Yeah, still don't understand why he hates everyone.
Yeah, we don't.
And he never seems to hate anyone at all.
No, he doesn't at all. He seems actually like a really nice dude. Just like, you know, we fight.
I will answer that question in just a moment. Haha. Everything seems like the fight is done because Zeus is just laying there. But we hear a slight chuckle. Master Roshi stands up. Zeus is awake. Zeus wakes up, and he snaps his head back in. Ah, ooh, you know, I wonder why you hate all the gods. I don't remember if that was this episode. I believe it was episode 7 when he says, you know, I don't know why you hate all the gods or anything like that, because they want to question it too. And Adam kind of goes, I always get this question. Everyone always asks me this. And he says, I forget the words of what he exactly says, but he says something along the lines of, because
it's like hates are irrelevant.
Correct.
I don't hate any of you. I don't want revenge.
I'm defending my children, essentially is what it is.
And the waterworks begin.
And the crowd goes wild. And the narrator comes over, who I don't even know who's narrating this, but he's the best part of the show.
Don't know.
Everyone, it was as if every human started caring for one another.
Yeah. There was like
everyone's praying.
For the first time in the entire human race history, they came together as one.
Facts. Like, man, great. Awesome. That's great. So this is what it takes for the human race to get together. A fucking showdown to the death between gods and humans. Awesome. We're faring very well. We'll get there eventually. Hopefully. Maybe not. So yeah, the waterworks happen, you know. I believe it was Abel who's like, you know, only Dad would say that. And Cain looks at him and he's like, yeah, Dad's great. Love Dad. And Eve is there. And she's like, yay, Adam, you're so great. Michelangelo looks over and he's like, oh my God. And, you know, he's bleeding from his nose because he sees Eve and he's like, ah, you know, he's turned on. Great. Awesome. Any anime stuff. And that's all and well, and that's great. I think in the midst of all this as well, Thor shows up behind Odin, and
something happens before that. I'm trying
to remember what happened.
It's Zeus begins his transformation.
Ah, correct, sir. Yes. Zeus starts contorting his body as if he's a Valkyrie. As if he's about to turn himself into the best weapon of all time. He's meshing his body. He's contorting it. He's pressing body parts around. And Thor shows...
like, what in the Dragon Ball Z
is
going on right now?
Thor shows up behind Odin. And he's talking to the birds. And I kind of forget what they say because to me it was all irrelevant. I don't really remember what they were talking about. But Thor grabs the birds and he's like, you know, I could eat both of you, blah, blah, blah. And Odin sits there. I think this is the first time we heard Odin talk.
No, he's talked a couple times before.
Has he? Because
I
don't see, that shows how much I pay attention to the show. Whew. He says, how dare you turn into the image of my son, blah, blah, blah. And right then I was like, oh, okay, that's dope. That's pretty dope. That's sick. It's Loki. Loki transforms back into himself.
I'm calling it now. Calling it Loki versus Jack the Ripper. That's going to be the fight.
That'd be sick. I'm super in.
That would be sick.
I'd be down for that.
Makes sense, too.
It does make sense. I'm super in for it. Would love that. Loki shows up. And as I said before, the faces thing, that's what kind of gets me, and it's weird, but he makes like this face and he's like, oh my God, I wish I was the one in there fighting with Zeus, because he's transforming, and not many people get to see it, but apparently Loki's seen it. I'm sure all the gods have seen it except for humans.
Yeah, if you thought a 5-minute Hermes song took forever for shit to happen, well, guess what, we're gonna top that with a 5-minute transformation.
Buckle up. Zeus is transforming, and then everyone's horrified. He transforms.
It's going to be a whole episode transformation for a 2-second knockout punch.
We'll see. So he transforms. The room, the Colosseum goes cold. Brunhilde's shivering. Gaul's like, what is going on? Brunhilde's like, I don't know, but I can feel it. I feel a presence of danger, a presence of evil. And it goes from...
Even Adam reacts, though. That is thing that... like, Adam, even Adam like got into a fighting stance. He was like, oh...
He stances up. He's ready. He's like, oh, shit. Okay. Fucking let's do this. So he gets ready to fight. The the smoke clears, because apparently when Zeus was doing this, he was sweating a lot, and then like it as it was hitting the ground, it just started evaporating and made smoke, and it just clears, and you see Zeus, and he looks like something out of Bloodborne almost. He's just like, he's very tall, a little slender, right? His legs, his head's all contorted, and he looks like a mix between something from Bloodborne and like Alien. Very weird, but his final form. He's in his final form now, and it's called Adamas. And that's it. It goes to credits. And I was like, okay.
I was not surprised.
I was like, great.
That was nor am I, perfect sense.
Nor yeah. am I greatly anticipating the next episode.
No.
His face looked very like weakened All Might-esque.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's who he reminds me of. He reminds me of All Might. That's really who he reminds me of. Like when he transformed the first time, I was like, oh, it's like All Might syndrome. Sick, dude. But I don't know, man. Like we said before, there's a lot of eye roll. There's a lot of just things that don't really make sense. Things that I just don't care for. I feel like some things that they just could have changed or made better. And I feel like we're just going to get that throughout the whole show, whether it gets renewed for another season or not. As of right now, you got a lot of redeeming to do.
Do you guys think we're going to get another fight?
No.
Yeah, I think there'll be one more.
You think
one
more? So?
Yeah, it's 12 episodes. The first one took approximately 4. I think it's going to be 4, 4, and 4.
Yeah, that's true.
Makes sense. Three full fights.
So, I'm going to put my hat in Adam winning this fight. There's no better way to like keep it going, because since the humans lost the first fight, and now it's like, oh man, they took out Lubu, the strongest man. What better way to like amp it up than have a human take down the godfather of the cosmos? That's what I think is going to happen.
But if Zeus dies, dude, then like who's going to be creepy guy? We got no more creepy guy.
Perfect. No more 5-minute freaking dance sequences. Man, dude, that was probably, besides the Adam flashback, one of the most brutal parts.
Yeah, the Adam flashback wasn't great. But no, I mean, I'm interested. I'm a little interested just to see. I want to finish it out. Like, I'm going to finish it out. Like, I'm just going to gruel through it.
Oh, I'm on episode 8. There's no way I'm not seeing what happens. Like,
right.
As much right. as I can't, I put time
downhill
into this.
From here.
Yeah,
right. Exactly.
We've crossed the point of no return.
Yeah, 100%. And I just don't know. I do not know at all what more could they do, you know? What more? I need to know. I don't really know how you felt, Shane, really about that episode. The probably not too good, and probably fare the same way as us.
Yeah, overall, there's some cool parts that are the rarity in a sea full of fucking stupid. So it's every time something like marginally that I don't know interesting happens, or that's not like immediately just like ugh, it stands out a lot. Not because it's great, but just because it's okay. which is not a good sign of a great show, but I feel like it's happened more in the past, these 4 episodes we watched, than the first few. The show started so, so weak. If we hadn't decided to watch it for this podcast, I would not have watched it past episode 1. There's no doubt.
Oh,
no
trust
way.
Me.
I probably wouldn't not even have finished it, to be honest with you.
Trust me, my neighbor's going to catch some words for this, dude.
You should probably duck and dodge so he doesn't catch your hands.
Right.
Do a little Adam dodging on you.
Facts, dude, because it's just, bro, how dare you? I'm going to need a
make
pallet.
Sure he doesn't have divine
dude,
reflection.
Stole a total of 6 hours of your life by the time we're done with this.
Yeah, I need a palate cleanser after this. After we're done with this, I need a huge palate cleanser. Please.
All right, it's a rewatch of season 1 Tokyo Ghoul. Let's go.
Okay, I'm down for that. I could do that. That's great. I don't know if you guys have any other words for what we saw here today, or for our lovely listeners out there.
Who do you think is going to win, Shane?
it seems like they're implying that like Adam is the super strong boy, but I feel like they might have a Zeus win just to have it be leveled out. I don't know.
I feel like it's got to be Adam just because Lubu lost the first fight.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true. They can't stack it. Maybe the gods just win every single fight and then it's just over.
And that's it.
That's the whole thing. They tried their best.
That'd be, honestly, at least they did something fucking Game of Thrones couldn't do.
Haven't seen Adam's final form yet, so I don't know.
That's true.
It's hard to say.
He forms.
I'm gonna place the leaf just falls off. I'm gonna place the big bet on Adam winning as well.
Okay, I'm gonna be devil's advocate and go with Zeus. I'm just gonna do that for really just because I don't really know what I would love to put my bet on Adam, but the show is already so fucking. I'm sure they would just do it. They would just throw it out there and just be like, "Oh yeah, Zeus wins." And we'll see. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. Honestly, I'll be happy if I'm wrong. But if I'm right, I'll be happy if I'm right too, because I got one up on you guys. But that's going to do it for this episode of Let's Anime. Thank you guys all for listening. Thank you, Shane and Peter, for watching and donating your time to discuss this show. I appreciate you both for being here.
Yeah, I will be listing this time donated on my taxes.
All right.
Because it was definitely charity work.
Facts.
How many animes would you rate these episodes? Out of five animes.
All of them? Like all of them all of together?
I'm gonna say because the Lubu death was semi-entertaining, I'll give it two animes. Like one and a half animes, I should say.
One and a half animes. By our three votes combined, can we give it a total of five? Probably not.
Probably not. Because I'm probably...
I'm going to give it two full animes because it tries very hard. It does not land any of it at all, really. But it tries very hard, and it does some interesting things, but not a lot. So two animes.
Man, I was going to go two
pat
animes.
Pat on the back. Nice effort.
Yeah.
You did your best, guys.
I was going to go two animes just because of episode 6 and how much I like that one. Everything else was shit. So really, the other three episodes just get no anime stars for me. So really, my two is just for episode 6. So two animes for all of them, I guess.
Throw the rest out.
Yeah. Technically, that's 5.5 anime.
That is 5.5 anime.
It wins.
Dude, if we just gave that dude the last episodes we just watched were fucking through the roof. We gave them bitches five animes. Anyways, we've been the Good Game Guys. You guys can get this episode on Wednesday. You'll be hearing it. You know, you can get Let's Anime every Wednesday. Our other show, Good Game Guys, which is our gaming one, comes out on Mondays. Please check out all our content. Our link tree will be pasted in our in our description on our episode. I do want to let everyone know we did hit a total of 1K plays. Jesus, I'm fucking overcompensating. I'm really manifesting it. We hit 1K plays, finally.
Put it out into the universe, bro.
Yeah, I'm putting it out there. Thank you guys, everyone who's listened to the shows, listened to us talk, rant, ramble, and everything. Go follow us on our social media, at Good Game Guys Pod. You can follow Pete as well, at Horrible Pete. That is at Horrible Pete on Twitter. You can also follow him on Twitch as well, same name. Thank you guys for listening. Appreciate it. I said at the beginning of the episode, please leave us a review on Apple Podcasts and Podchaser. We would greatly appreciate that. Thank you guys for joining. I appreciate everyone for listening. And we will catch you guys next time.
See you next episode for the final form of our Record of Ragnarok.
Thank God.
Adventure.
Absolutely. Goodbye.
Somebody just one punch us right now.
Just knock us out, please. Knock us out like Zeus and just leave us there. cool. Lit, dude.